Hi, Kenix and friends. This week we're gonna talk about the Eve Vanguard, the Blue Dunettes, and the Barbie clone are coming!
Eve Online. Lost 23,000 years in the future, our group of space Canucks are sorry in advance. I'm Ben, and
I'm Dan.
Your Hoosers from the Great White North, here to decode the miseries of wormholes, tame the unruly drones with the Timmy in our hands, and keep you, fellow Getrilleers, in the loop about all things EVE Online, from Canada to the edge of New Eden. So grab your double-double, kick back, and let's dive into the Kena Getrilleers Chronicles. So get ready, set, and about we go!
Je change ça. Hey, Ben!
Oh. Hi, Dom.
How are you doing?
I'm doing well. I am not eating a blue donut.
No, okay. Perfect.
Good. Hi, Canucks and friends, and welcome to Canucks Capture's Chronicles.
So we are sorry, we have some technical issue, and I just noticed that the little thing at the bottom of the stream is in French. Sorry.
Oh, see, it's not in French anymore, because it disappeared. The magic of denial. Okay. But you can change it and tell me when it's done. It's going to reappear like magic. It's going to be awesome.
Oh, nice. Okay.
So,
who are you, Ben?
So, I'm Ben Rush. I'm the co-CEO of Sarian Advance, an alliance in Wormhole. I'm also one of the co-hosts of the Talking in Station. And you, Dem, whom might you be?
I'm Dan Snow, the co-CEO of Serene Advance, and I'm also the voice of the Chronicle of New Eden, a podcast about the lore of EVE Online.
Nice, nice. So tonight, yes, we teased you with donuts, blue ones, and Barbies. Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Benjamin. I really appreciate the love that you send in our way. So here we go, and let's dive into the news. Not like that, though.
So, if you want to put back the little thing at the bottom of the screen,
it's yeah, okay I'm gonna. Now. There's a lot of stuff happening. Okay, so let's see. Not this one. Here we go. It's gonna.
It's gonna change.
It's gonna be like in English in a few second, minute, whatever. Hey, we got it. We're in the news. So hi there, Canucks. In 2 days, so starting on Thursday. We got Eve Vanguard is coming back, and this month there's a bunch of new stuff, okay? You don't want to miss that one. They are integrating a lot of new materials there. First, it's all about the forge, because there's mining that is appearing. We're gonna have a second gun. With that gun, you'll be able to scan for those minerals. We do not know if it's gonna look like that without any texture.
Yeah, we kind of try to mine something green. I don't know. We mining grass, or I don't understand.
Yeah, well, I think it's just like they haven't put texture on. Maybe supposed to get like or wow. Well, we'll be playing. I don't know.
For those who are listening to the podcast, I'm laughing because when Ben talking and he opened his mouth, he has all his tongue blue, his teeth blue. That's beautiful.
Yes. Yes.
It's
yes.
Like a Smurf, but from
I'm eating place. Smurf. Well, that might be weird. Anyway. Okay, so that's not all. So yes, mining. So new mission that are focused on mining that are happening, like starting this Thursday for the whole weekend. But that is not all. There's gonna be new clones to differentiate more easily between NPCs and players. There's going to also be like new kinds of missions so that you can actually not only win to increase the corruption in Eve, but now you can choose your mission to increase the suppression instead, so the law side. And later we'll explain more about the law side, and it also has something to do with Barbie. It's coming, you'll see. But that's not all, because since it's a weekend, it's a Vanguard weekend, there's a bunch of new stuff that CCP is getting out. So 2 weeks worth of Plex with skins.
Yeah, that's the Heart Surge.
No, that's the one. No? You want.
I know, I didn't listen. After that, I was just like, I want this skin for the Phoenix Navy.
Yes, so, okay. So just so that people are not, mistaken.
Too confused. Or...
So that's the one that Dams want, okay?
It's the Earth Shirt Navy shoe. It's like, it's pink, metallic pink. I really loved it.
Yes.
They are beautiful.
But the one that's gonna be with the 2 week pack is gonna be this one here.
Oh, okay. It is okay.
It's awesome. Okay, the it's really looking great. So it's like a black with lava color to bring it all on. So it's the Arkham Byte the series that are the skins specifically for the Eve Vanguard. It's not, looking great.
It's not bad.
Because without it, well, it's that, which is like the standard.
Okay, no. Anyway, if you buy a ship at this value, you have to have a skin with it. It's a rule.
Yeah. So where were we? Let's say, okay, this here.
So check your email if you liked the Eve Vanguard. They now give you an invitation for a friend, so you can send them a friend link so they can play Eve Vanguard, and it's limited time. So
yeah, so and you got two links in your email for those that have played, so be sure to send them if you want to bring more people into Eve Vanguard. You do not need to have access to an Eve Online account. That's what has been said. So yes, Eve Vanguard, same thing here. Is that the new clone? Maybe.
So Ben tried to know if it's the new clone or not.
Yeah, well, you'll understand in a bit. So that's okay. So that's what we were talking about. All the bug that has been fixed. There's going to be like other skin coming out, and the prizes for those that do the more killed. So there's a leaderboard, and you get Plex reward up to 3,000 Plex. So if you're good in FPS, it could be quite interesting. And those two ships.
Right, and you have time, because I mean, you have to play a lot to get
the amount of
kills.
Yeah, yeah. Like it's a high level thing with not a lot of time to sleep. So yeah, you need to be skilled and have a lot of time.
And call sick to your real life job for a few days.
Oh yeah. So yeah, you'll get plenty of new contract that you'll be able to choose from, depending if you want to try the mining, if you want to try to work on the law side now that is new, or to keep playing on the pirate side. It's really up to you now with what's coming up. Yes. Next up.
I totally agree with Badgerman. Like, who needs a life when you have Vanguard?
Indeed. Like, it's plentiful. Like, 1 week a month, you live only for that. Next up, we got the Anger Game 6 tournament. So,
what is it?
Yeah, those are, if you're familiar with eSport, and maybe more related, the Alliance tournament, the Anger Games are really like the Alliance tournament. It's happening on another server. It's a stream. It's a PvP competition. So basically, you get people there that know what they're doing in Eve, which is quite amazing. So listening to that is really, really a way to get better.
You didn't say the thing. The different thing is it's made by player.
That
so,
too.
And backed by CCP. So it have a lot of prize, but it's made by player. It's not made by CCP.
Yeah, like CCP is providing a lot of stuff, including the servers.
Nice.
Yeah, indeed, it's quite nice. And there's gonna be like a lot of prize, like every competition that are like those. It's also a good way to practice your team so that you can be like even more effective when the real, the official Alliance tournament is gonna be happening, because this is like really like. A good place to test the theories, but the Alliance tournament this year is going to be happening after the big patch of June. So what they're going to be testing, or not necessarily testing, but using in this Anger Games is not going to be the same as the one that is going to be used in the Alliance tournament. So both competitions should be really, really different, strategy and everything. But that's not all. Yes, them.
It has publicity by players.
Yes, for those.
And you have to check this one.
Yeah. So we're gonna play a video, and those that are on podcast, just listen to it. And what you're listening to, and the quality that you got, just imagine it's the same thing with the visual.
So it's a band apart. It's a group of freaks. For people who know him. I think everyone who listen to the show know him. You don't have any choice. That's funny. So if you want to make a publicity for your corp or alliance, you can do it. And like, it doesn't need to be like really beautiful and everything. You just need to be funny. Sometimes it's enough.
And Eve related. That's the most important.
Oh yeah, Eve related.
You can get like all the details for those of you that want to go that path. And yeah, if you got ideas for story in advance, we are we're listening to that, because we want to do something funny that could advertise what we're doing. We have not set our direction for this video yet, but we would like something that would really stand apart.
Yeah, so if you have an idea, please tell us.
Yeah. Next up. The community beat, and I started with the punch. Here we go.
Sorry.
Sorry. Okay, community beat that is the one from last Friday. A lot has been happening since then. But we would like to do a big shout out to Eve University that is celebrating their 20th anniversary. Those of you that don't know Eve Wiki, well, you might not have been playing Eve Online because they are everywhere. They did they are the wiki of Eve, literally.
If you don't know Eve Wiki, you need to know Eve Wiki. It's your best friend now.
Yeah, definitely. So, literally, happy birthday, if we could say that. Nice job. Keep going. We like what you're doing. Keep your stuff up to date. It's just really great. Really, really. After that, we got different things concerning curious capsuleers with a post on the Reddit that I haven't read yet, but I'm sure it's great. Is the second thing that is happening in the community beat. Thank you.
Wow, Ben.
Yeah, I just bugged there. Then we got Just a Boot, as I called it, Just a Boot. So it's those of you that are estranged from that thing. It's community that you can just get there, and if you do they got little competitions and things like that, they give you real money for it. So it might be doing a post, doing a video, giving tricks, or comment, whatever. And up to now, they given to the Eve player community $5,600. It's amazing. So yeah, those of you that are interested to that, just look up Just About Eve Online, and you'll get there.
So for Benjamin, it needs to be a short video, not necessarily what we saw exactly. Probably it can be a bit longer.
The spec. I got them there, but yeah. It's.
But anyway, give us an idea. We're gonna make miracle.
Yeah, we're gonna make it happen, in the spec.
If we can.
Next up, we got Lloyd George, that is one of the artists of Eve. So he's doing I think it's called water painting. I don't want to say anything. It's not a specialty for me. And from that, we got some of its painting that's going to be prizes.
I think it's multi. Texture. It's not only paint, but it's all a draw on it and everything. It's not just I think not always paint.
I do not know. Okay. But he has a Twitch channel, so you can go and follow him to have a really good idea of what he's doing. And the painting that he does, we got three of those that's gonna be giving out at the Eve Montreal. So and they are really amazing. Then we got the player gathering. There's been the one in London that happened last week or the week before, something like that. So great stuff there too. And then we got a few others. So on the 23rd of March, there's the one in Seattle. The one in Leeds, on the same day as the one in Montreal. And then we got ours at the end of March. So the 30th of March, on the North Shore of Montreal, we got our annual Eve Montreal. So it's our fourth one, and if you're listening live, you still got a few hours to get your VIP option on your ticket. Otherwise, it's going to be closed, either in a few hours or in 24 hours, depending. It should close like on the 20th. So tomorrow for us, as we are recording live, but we don't know if the 20th it's included.
It's available, on it. Yeah. So,
but for our standard tickets, it's going to be up to the 28th. 28. Sorry. Yes.
So we got an idea of Benjamin. Well, it calling in the Battle of Baguette. It's more like our people who are French from the other side of the sea who are called like that. So, nah. But the idea is not bad. So.
Yeah, I haven't read it.
The Battle of Baguette. So I put it in our note. It's about like a fight.
Yeah, it's just
and
like
our ship explode and do the little logo of sorry.
Oh, okay. Well, as the logo that is like the exploding maple leaf. Maybe, maybe that's gonna be something that we're gonna have a look at.
So we were at the big fight in Nulsec.
Yeah. Well, that's gonna be. We'll put it. Put it in the kill of the week. Let's go into why people have clicked on the Barbie crossover, because it's either like it's happening, okay? So that you want it or not, you'll see Ken's and everything that has to do with this, because look at this one first. So that's one of the pieces of it's a report that is glitching, as like the other that were from the Fulcrum. This one is actually not from the Fulcrum. It's from the Upwell consortium. So I don't know why this one is glitchy. Okay, like they are like 23,000 years in the future, and they cannot have HD technology or just a printing press.
It's because when they send it in the back time, it's got corrupt.
Okay, it's because of the faster than light technology that is getting corrupted.
Yeah, it's got corrupt, and that's why giving that specific glitching.
Okay. And then you got the cloning. And something that you realize in the cloning is the clone themselves. They are... It's a Ken. I'm going to go back a bit. For those that don't are on the podcast, what I mean by it's a Ken is like he doesn't have any in-betweens. So, yeah, then we got some text that we're going to go over. So don't try to read that and get, like, all messed up. We'll be kind enough to read it for you. But not sure that it's going to be only limited to the clone on the Vanguard, because there's this section here. Yeah, it was not easy.
Yeah, they're talking about the neural efficiency. That's a place that you can just like put your your skill.
Your attributes. We don't know if it's related to the attributes, but what they say in this glitchy thingy part, and like that we're assuming that it's for the Eve clone, is that they are saying enhanced neural pathways for quicker learning, better memory retention, and faster decision making would make clones highly capable or adaptable and capable. Sorry. In a range of, I don't know what's the last
you
word.
You didn't translate. You didn't put it somewhere like.
No, this one was not translated. Because I have actually to thank people from the Arakata Research Consortium that are the one that have been doing all the research and putting everything together. So they did the big part of all this thing, putting it together. So great job there for the Arakata Research Consortium.
So do you want me to read the text or like?
Yeah, sure. So I'm gonna see if I can maybe show it at the same time. But start okay. Really reading it, and I'm gonna find a way so that people.
Yeah, can I'm doing it. Radiation and toxin resistance, minimize Ricks, I don't know how to say that. In hazardous environments, metabolic flexibility, a metabolism that can efficiently adapt to varying nutritional inputs and fasting conditions will ensure clones remain effective even in situations. It's weird. It doesn't read well, Ben.
Yeah, okay. So let me help you out. I'm going to try to make it so that I can read and people can read also so that they won't suffer too much on my accent. Oops. Oh, no. Sorry. The joy of doing it live. So let's
do. Oh, okay. I think it's going to be better. Because, I don't know that the sentence doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
Not for me, at least. So
yeah, I'm working on it. You'll have something that will be more easy to read quite soon. What's happening? Okay.
I don't know.
Okay. So let's say that I do.
Line lines are compromised.
Okay. See, okay. So you cannot read it still, but I'm gonna change the color, and it's gonna be super.
Okay, so standardize physical size, simplifies logistics, and maximize compatibility with standardized equipment. I'm not sure everyone understands, but uniform blood type, engineering sterility, psychological support system, and life cycle management. So that's what's gonna happen.
Yeah, so those are it's a report on the clones themselves. So it's just saying that those will be super resistance. They should not last too long. They won't be able to reproduce. So it's like selling a kind of a product. If you want, it's really looking at your cereal and looking what's inside and would that be any good? So that's exactly what we got there. It's not even readable on stream.
So that's why I read it a bit fast, but I read it.
Okay, well, wait a minute. Yeah. If I go that way, I got an idea. That's a bit better.
Yeah, okay.
Not that much, but let's see.
Anyway, Ben, we're just going to continue. Okay.
Yeah.
For the people who are listening to the podcast,
yeah, it's going to be heavy. So, yeah, you got those new clones that's going to be in a way to differentiate from the NPCs and also to put a little bit of diversity so that you should have maybe be able to choose between a male looking or female looking character. So that's it for the clones and the Enigma itself. Next up,
the next up is about the Chronicle of New Eden.
Yeah, let's jump into it.
Yeah, that's a podcast I'm doing about the Lore of Eve, and it's going to have a new episode.
Yes, we're just going to jump into it. Sorry.
It's a podcast that I'm doing about the Lore of Eve Online. If you don't have the link near, close to you, you can always Google it, like Lore Eve Online. Then you're gonna find it. So this week is gonna be the episode about the Minmatar culture. So that's gonna be a good one. I really enjoyed it was really nice to do the podcast about the Minmatar. They were really nice. And I think, Ben, you listened to it last week.
Well, yeah, I've listened to them all. Not the one that you're recording right now, but it's really, really great. Like, there's a lot that you would not think of the Minmatar, but it's really deep, the lore and how they think everything. Like, there's a beauty into it that you're not finding in, let's say, most of the other races. So yeah, I really do enjoy all that I've learned concerning the Minmatar. So yeah, great one. And you can search on any of your podcast platform and you'll find the Chronicles of New Eden really easily.
Yeah. I'm everywhere.
Exactly. Last week, someone asked us to answer a question, because we usually have some question that
just before that, Ben. Yes. If you like what we are doing, just hit the bell, the thumbs up, and follow us, please.
Thank you. So yeah, last week someone gave us an idea of a question that them and I should debate, which was, are the Galante any good? Oh, sorry, how good are the Galante?
Ooh, you can't give
my point of view.
Yeah, your point of view in the question. Yeah, that's
sorry.
Influence people. You don't influence me, Ben.
Yeah.
Don't try it.
But
the point is that we don't know a lot about the Galante. I start to record a bit of the podcast for them, but it's the introduction. It's barely nothing. And Ben don't know them much either, so it's a bit hard to talk about them. So maybe we are not, I don't feel comfortable to judge them right now.
Well, not properly, let's say, because...
No, exactly.
The thing is, I've read a lot about the Caldari, so I do have their point of view, which is not necessarily something that is fair for those that like the Galante. So, yeah, we'll do a better job to get this question better sorted out at some point. But tonight, let's say that... Yeah, they're starting for me at -1 at least. Yeah, yeah. Caldari forever. Caldari forever into chat. Thank you. Thank you, Badger Man. That is the way to go.
but from the way of when you're looking at the Galante from the other point of view, the only one who see them well, it's the Minmatar. Because they saved them from the Amar. And it's not really saved them, because it have a lot of Minmatar still enslaved. But they gave them a chance to come back to a normal life, if we can say.
Yeah, but the thing is, the Caldari also did. The Ishikon Corporation are the one that responsible for the antidote permitted the unenslavement of the chemical section that obligate the Minmatar to stay in the with the Amarians, because they were giving a little bit of the antidote every few days so that they don't die. But the Caldari actually came out with a permanent solution for that, and they've been they did something for the Minmatar too. So yeah, like I don't remember what they got in exchange.
Talk about the gallante, Ben. Okay, so you're gonna stop that attitude, and you don't, you're not influencing me. You know that. So no.
You are right.
I know.
Yes, exactly.
I'm happy you're saying it, but I know.
She's right. So I think we got the lore cover. We can get into the kill of the week.
Yeah.
Here we go. Here we go. So that's a battle report of something that happened between two blue donuts. You, like, normally I would take like two blue donuts and like herd them together, but I only got one left. So just imagine that there's two there.
You're not forced to eat the last one then.
No, not at this time.
You're on the sugar rush already. So
yes,
stop that. So say to me, oh, you like Ben on the sugar rush?
This is a battle report between the two big entities of the game. When we call the blue donut out is because when you look at the New Eden maps, there's a lot of people in Nullsec that are all blue to one another, all friends, that they won't shoot another. So it's it's making a blue donut. Since there are like two big entities now in Nullsec, well, two blue donuts smashing together. So the battle report that you got there is a modified one, because the original one that I got was from Horde, and they had like four categories to distinguish between Fraternity, Initiative, and others. Meh, it's just two groups. They are all on the same side. Or like, so there's like, let's say, Horde and Friends, Goons and Friends, that's it. So you can complicate it if you want, but let's keep the spinning to a minimum. Well, to a minimum, because we're wormholers, and that's how we interpret, like how we see those things. So there was there still is, as we the recording, a keep star in Nullsec on the front, let's say, on the front gate of the territory of the Imperium. And they do not like that, so they are trying to destroy it. This fight was for the armor timer of the Keepstar. So it they did manage to get it to structure, but it did cost. For the Goons and Friends, it cost them in a loss of ship, 354B. Well, 55B. And on the other side, for the Defender Pandemic Horde, they got 214B of loss. So those are quite big numbers. As you want to be sure that have your SRP, ship reimbursement program. So next.
Yeah, we got a question about the Vanguard. Maybe we're going to answer it after the battle report.
So, the battle report, the objective has been achieved, but there's a big but, because there is time zone tanking that we called. For, a reason that the one that spins gonna explain to you, that is just normal, that it's Fraternity, Keep Star, whatever, blah blah blah. It's in Chinese time zone that the timer is. So for majority of the Imperium that are mostly European and American time zone, it's really hard to attack in this time zone, because there are not a lot of people there. So they might do what they did during the last big war and take vacation day to make it sure that there's a lot of people, enough people to attack. We don't know it, because we know that the Empyrean is doing those tactics because they are really committed into those kind of things. We'll see on this timer if Pandemic Horde and the friends, aside from Fraternity for sure, will be showing up at the same level to defend this Keep Star. But that is not all. Because at the same time of like this Keep Star, maybe kill, because it's going to be the stretcher timer, there's another timer in HiSec, in Perimeter, where there's like a Sotio there, so it's an XL structure that's coming down too. And this, like the XL structure in HiSec cannot be anchored anymore, so it's going to be like, let's say, au revoir for this one, and there's no way to anchor another one back. And there's a lot of Sotio actually in HiSec still, but Imperium are, let's say, doing some spring cleaning. And this Sotio is also responsible for a lot of incoming for PH. So, yeah, there are a lot of great stuff going that way. So then there's stuff happening in the chat. Could you
the first thing, like, they're saying, like, it's Badger. So they need to make a Snow Angel in the ashes of their empire. So Someone needs to.
Like with the Rex?
Yeah, that could be interesting. Like a bit like Eddie and like maybe Bloody, but... Mm-hmm. And he was asking something about Sorin Advance. Do we have any plan to integrate Vanguard clones into their ranks? When it's come available. To be honest, I really like FPS games. And how it's developed right now, yeah, I probably gonna play it. So if I play, my guys play.
Yeah, exactly. Right? And it's there's so much possibility with Vanguard, not only like the ones that have been announced, but others that has been speculated and that some, let's say, some developers let us understand that it's going to be, let's say, in perpetual development just as EVE. So you just imagine that you can do anything that you can do in other FPS, but in EVE. So it might be really, really a new era for everything that has to do with EVE Online and Vanguard. Yep.
And I think it's going to be like easy content. I mean, you just connect, you have like content with EVE Vanguard, you're doing thing. It's not like, okay, I have 15 minutes, what I can do in EVE? Not much. In EVE Vanguard, I think like you can like have a little battle, do your little quest and get out of the planet. I don't know.
Yeah, well, it's like more accessible. No, sorry, because you were frozen, and I don't know for how much time you were frozen, but I just saw it.
No, I think it was not for a long time.
No, okay, anyway, great.
Sorry. Anyway, still beautiful, even frozen. So that's
yes,
okay.
Exactly. I just lost okay, so lore, that's done. Yeah,
everything is done right now.
We
speculate a bit in French, like which structure you think is gonna be.
Oh done. Yeah, for the no sex thingy. Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think
the same timer, so we think it's only one of them.
Yeah, like I would really vote for the one in no sec because there's gonna be a big update coming in June, and if you got people let's say that are on vacation, because there's some place I think in the state that I have a week off, so it would be good for them to actually just be more available. So because here we got semaine de relâche, so I don't have no
spring break.
Spring break, yeah, this thing that is coming. So I don't know if it's if it's now in the States, because we got one in the previous weeks here. So we're guessing that something similar must be happening down south. So.
And I think it's going to be DeCetio because the Chiefs are going to be really well defended. So I think DeCetio is going to go down.
Yeah, because the thing is, I think that like the Keep Star, most Keep Star are fitted with armor plates, which is good for the second timer. So the timer is going to be real faster if for the hull.
The last one, okay.
Yeah, and also I haven't asked around, but I haven't looked if people from pandemic started to evacuate the big ships from there.
Hmm.
Or are they like
are they confident?
Yeah. Like, no, everything is still there.
Yeah. But I didn't ask around. Yeah. I should have.
But it's not wormhole space, so everything's going to go in asset safety and, like, no consequences. Yeah,
it doesn't have, like, that much consequence. Like, getting out of Titan of asset safety, I mean.
it's only, like, a few B. Like, I think it's going to be, like, 10 B to get it out.
Ah, that's nothing.
Well, if you can afford a Titan, 10B is not much to have, like, to keep your Titan. It's going to be taking it out of Misaba. That's going to be a fun part.
Yeah.
But if you go with a gang and everything is doable.
Yeah, it's doable.
Yeah.
I already got thing out of Misaba, so.
Yeah, well, when you know how to do stuff, yeah.
Yeah.
So, thank you all for listening to us, Canucks and Friends. We're going to see you next Thursday for like a Dams podcast.
Yeah.
So, don't miss it.
See you soon.
Au revoir.